Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Sextoy Review. Today's product is the Steel Can Automatic Male Masturbator from Tracy's Dog. Now, this toy has there's a lot of things I want to talk about. I actually helped review a prototype of this toy. Now, the original prototype I didn't really like. I gave them my feedback. I offered them some things I think might be improved. And I'm very pleased to say that they exceeded my expectations. This toy is amazing. And what I really, really love about this toy, and I'm so pleased to be able to bring this toy to you, because this toy offers a unique experience. And I love toys that offer a unique experience. So many toys are either trying to replicate real sex, so they have like a textured insert or whatever, or they're doing something very simple. They're spinning, they're thrusting, they're sucking, they're vibrating. But this toy does something completely unique. And I'm pretty impressed. I'm very impressed. This is one of those toys. I'm going to just say this right off the top. I'm going to give this toy my strongest recommend. And this is a toy that I didn't just use for this review. I've used this multiple times. This toy is going to go into my rotation of toys that I just use just for the fun of it. You know, like probably 90% of the toys I get to review, I use them for the review, then I'm done with them. Like, they're nothing special, really. You know, a man only has so much poison to get out. And unless you're the best of the best, away you go. This is a toy that is going into my normal rotation. The craftsmanship is good. The quality is good. The experience is amazing. And you can't get it anywhere else because this has a unique feature, a way of stimulating, which I've never seen in another toy. Maybe we'll never see it again. So, with all that buildup, let's talk about it. So this is the Steel Can. Now, why is it called the Steel Can? Because this thing is extremely heavy. And the reason why it's so heavy is it has a very powerful gyroscopic mechanism up here. So I may be dating myself a bit. There was an old toy made for kids back in like the 90s and early 2000s called the Bumble Ball.
The Bumble Ball Girdle.
And it had a gyroscope in it, and it was like a little toy that had like, you know, soft plastic little nubs on it, and it would just kind of dance around the room. Kids loved it. Pets loved it. It went over great. So this uses a bumble ball-like gyroscopic motor. Now, in the prototype I used, the insert, this is where things separate. In the prototype I used, the inner chamber had very firm, plastic, rubbery kind of spikes on it, and it didn't feel good. It was way too roomy. It didn't really snugly hold your dick. And then there was nothing to thrust in and out of. You just had kind of like this gyroscope going on while you got poked by these little rubber spikes, and it didn't feel good at all. So here's what they did differently. So there's a lot to talk about. I'll come back to this. This is more than meets the eye, but this is the base. It has like a little rocket ship design with the little legs, and this is a base. This is also a warmer. So I might as well talk about this now. There is a port right here, and you plug the USB into this, and this turns. Well, it is. It's not just a stand. It's a warmer. So you plug the USB into there, a red light will come on here, and this will warm up, and this warms the toy up. So you're basically getting a toy warmer into the toy. So that's really cool. And the way you charge the toy itself, there's another port right here on the top. So you charge the toy with this port, use the vaginal warmer with that port. Anyway, so the toy itself, generic hole, textured, nothing you haven't seen before. I might as well just talk before I get into this because I kind of want to build this up. Let's talk about the insert. So I'm going to pull the insert out. It has a bullet vibrator. Nothing too special about that. It's your standard bullet vibrator that goes into a little pouch. It's attached with a cord. I like that it has like the little kind of spiral. That way it's not just loose. But here's what I want to draw your attention to. There's a plastic kind of oval shape that has a metal kind of connector on it. And at the bottom, there's a oval groove where this fits in. And here's why I want to show you this, okay? So we're gonna put the insert back, and you gotta feed it through this lip, no problem. And this insert is very squishy, very comfortable. Okay, so I'm not going to activate the gyroscopic ball yet. I just want to show you something. So I'm going to turn this on. All right, so there's the up-down arrow, the vibration, and this is the twist. Check this out. All right, so I activated the twist. First of all, you can see it. You can see it through the chamber. It's kind of being obscured through the weird... It might be easier to see from the top. So what's happening here is the little oval is rotating, and it's actually causing the insert to twist. So this makes it tight. And I've never seen a toy do this. It's actually really brilliant. And you can adjust the speed it does this. I'm going to click the button again. Speed up the... You can see it actually rotated the whole insert. So that is the twist mode. So this is what makes the insert tight. So it gets tight because the actual insert twists around your dick. Not like... You could tell it doesn't twist like... to an insane degree where it's like cutting off the circulation or anything, but it allows it to like snugly hug your dick, which is really cool. Okay, and then, you know, the vibration is nothing to write home about. You can't even really see it. The bold you might be able to hear it. The bold vibrator is vibrating, exactly what you'd expect. So if this was just these two things, like a vibrator and a twister, that would be interesting. Like the twister to make the toy feel tight, the vibrations to make it feel good. But then there's the gyroscopic vibration. I don't even know what to call it, but check this out. All right, so the little motor is just going off, and this is its lowest setting. So I'm going to turn it up. I think it has one more. Yeah, this is its highest setting. So I'm going to try to hold this. I'm trying to hold this with my hands. It's really powerful. And you can see it's still twisting. It's still twisting. It's still vibrating. It's still doing its thing while it's shaking like this. This thing is stupid powerful. To show you how powerful this is, I'm going to set it down. It just can't be stopped. Like, look at it. It's going back. Like, I'm not even directing it. It's thrusting back and forth entirely due to the gyroscopic mechanism. So it's not just vibrating. It's actually causing the entire toy to oscillate back and forth under the power of the motor. Like, that is crazy. And if you want to know how it feels awesome. It feels amazing. Okay. That's about it. Like, this will suck the soul out of you. Let me click a button again. And here you have, like, you know, your standard patterns where it gets, like, slow and fast, and you can kind of mix it up a bit if you like we got, like, kind of a, where it starts out slow and then it gets, you know what I'm talking, you know what this is about. All right. Okay. So, okay, that's, let me turn it all off. Okay, check this out. So that's a toy in a nutshell. Really easy to clean, aside from the only part that's hard to clean is the bullet vibrator, because you have to pull it out and then when you clean the insert, put it back in. But it's really easy to do. This is held in with a magnet, so you don't have to worry about that. You just kind of like feed it down and like the magnet will do the rest of the work. So, I might as well here. Let me show you the texture of the insert. So I'm going to take the bold vibrator out. So there's the bold vibrator. Nothing too crazy. I'll show you the inner texture. Again, it's nothing too crazy. And this is how you clean it out. So you just turn the insert inside out in the sink. Clean the fluids out. And then this is what the insert looks like. It's got some nubs and textures. It feels good. And because it kind of looks like a little cactus. It's like a cactus in a little pot. Anyway, so the textures feel good. The little twisting motion, which again, I've never seen a toy do before. I've seen toys that use suction, but I've never seen a toy that did like a twisting kind of action to make it tight. But I'm actually pretty impressed. And well, just to demonstrate the warmer. All right, so I will plug the Now it has a USB-C, which I appreciate, because this is the same cord my phone uses, and those cords are like $20. So you can see the light come on, and again, this is a warmer, so you can. I haven't actually timed it to see like how long this takes to warm up, but you basically just plug it in, put the toy on it, and this will warm up, and it will warm the toy up, and it'll make it feel more lifelike. I mean, not that there's anything lifelike about a gyrating, gyroscopic, vibrating, twisting vagina, but, you know, if the cold temperature of toys is somewhat of a turnoff for you, and you want something warmer, then there you go. There you go. Oh, okay, I can't reach the bull vibrator with my gloves on. I'll have to put this all back together later. But we've already seen kind of how it works. We've seen everything about it. Okay, so I used this toy three different occasions preparing for this review. So the first time I used it, I was really impressed. It really felt good. But then I thought, okay, can I use this while trying to not orgasm? Like, how long can I use this toy? Well, because if you suffer from premature ejaculation, or if you've been, really, that's kind of a BS thing anyway, because, you know, if a woman comes like within 10 seconds, she doesn't get accused of anything. But if a guy comes before the woman's had enough orgasms, then it's his fault. He has premature ejaculation. Anyway, that being aside, if you come too quickly, it's all mental. Just so you know, it's all mental. It has nothing to do with how sensitive your penis is or anything. It's all in your head. So the way to not come is to just not think about it. Like, think about something else. Kind of go to your happy place. Like, don't think too much about what's happening downstairs, and then you'll last longer. Like, stare at the wall, think about sports, that kind of thing. So I actually challenged myself to use this toy and try to see how long I could last before I came, and I only lasted like a minute and a half. And that is on par with the spinning robot pussy. So you've heard me sing the praises of the spinning robot pussy up and down for, I don't know, probably a couple of years at this point. And that toy brought me to my knees in less than 2 minutes. And this toy made me come involuntarily in less than 2 minutes. So this is on par with the spinning robot pussy. That's literally the highest praise I can give it. And I love the fact that it offers a unique experience, something that no other toy can do, because I've never seen a toy have like a gyroscopic motor in it. So very, 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 very impressed. All right. Let's talk about price. It's $130, which is expensive. But compared to other toys, like if we're talking the best of the best kind of toy that you could possibly get, a toy that offers a unique experience, there's only a handful of toys that I would put into that category. You have the spinning robot pussy from Revy Innovations. You have the Leighton Future, which is kind of it's a very realistic thrusting sucking toy that has like a perfume compartment, so you can put like your favorite perfume in there. It's really elaborate. Those toys are over $200. So to put this toy into that category, and the toys that this is in the category of are $200+. This toy is only $130. So this is actually among the best toys I've ever reviewed. This is one of the cheapest, because you tend to get what you pay for. So as far as toys go, this is one of the best, and within its category, it's one of the cheapest among the best. Most of the other toys, which I would say are the best of the best, are like $200+, sometimes $300-$400. This one is only $130. So it sounds like a lot, because a lot of the toys I review are within $50 to $75, that kind of range. But this is a high-end toy that offers a unique experience. All right, so there's a questionnaire that Tracy's dog wanted me to go over. Again, this is like a prototype. I helped review the prototype. I never published that review. I just gave them my thoughts, but they sent me a prototype. Now this is the commercial product, but because I was like part of the testing group, they want me to do like a questionnaire. So I thought I'd just do that right here on the show. So the part of the questionnaire is ease of opening, proper privacy, and aesthetics. Okay, I actually want to talk about the box. Speaking of the packaging. Okay, so this is the box, all right? So it's a steel can. Now, it comes in a nondescript cardboard box. You're not going to, you know, your neighbors aren't going to see this. But once you get into the cardboard box, this is the actual box that the toy comes in. You know, it's a steel can on it. It's got a really cool black and gold aesthetic. I really like black and gold. But here's what's really cool. This box is held on with magnets, and it opens on the side like this. And then you can open it up like this. So I'm not going to call this like a keepsake kind of box. But it's, you know, it's a very high-end box. Like, 99% of boxes are just boxes. This one has, like, a magnet-sealed little door that opens on the side. It has, like, a little compartment for your steel can. It has a thing for the cord. It comes with several packets of one-time-use lube. It even has instructions on the top of the package. So, you know, as far as boxes go, I'm very... Even the box, they didn't even spare an expense when it came to the box. All right. Okay, so yes, the box was very private. It was very easy to open. I really liked the box and the packaging. I didn't read the manual. Here's the thing. This is like a personal kind of attitude I have. When it comes to sex toys, they should kind of be self-evident how they work. If I have to look at the manual, something wasn't communicated on the toy. Like, you know, I look at these buttons. I could tell this is the power. I could tell this is some kind of a spinning. This was a twist button. This is usually vibration, and this is a thrust button. So I didn't even need to look at the instructions. I knew what these buttons did because it's a picture. Think of, like, you know, when you buy something from IKEA and the instructions are just pictures, or like Lego, how the instructions are just pictures. You know, if I have to look at the instructions, mistakes were made. The toy should be self-explanatory. So I did not really read the instructions. But, you know, I'm a professional. I don't need to read the instructions because I'm a professional. Okay. So I can't really comment on the instruction manual. All right, first impressions. The color. So the color is blue, obviously. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't have anything against the color blue necessarily. But I'm not really sure why it's blue. In fact, the box is black and gold. I think this would have looked a lot sharper if this was a black and gold toy rather than a blue toy. As far as shape, structure, and dimensions, it seems all right. Material, elasticity, temperature, and touch. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I don't have any problems. There was no odor. It's asking about odor. So yeah, no odor problems. Mode of operation was easy. There was no remote control experience, so that doesn't apply. Wearing sensation. You don't wear it. You have to hold it. Actually, one thing I would like, because this moves around so much, having this attached to something for a hands-free experience would have been appreciated. Because it actually is hard to hold on to. You kind of have to brace it against something. So having something to attach it to would have been nice, but... That's about it. Wearing sensation, inner body sensation, vibration, frequency, and force, shrink. Yeah, all that was good. My favorite feature was the gyroscopic kind. I don't even want to call it thrusting. Because it doesn't, you know, thrust. It makes the whole toy oscillate. It doesn't make it vibrate per se. It makes it literally oscillate back and forth. So it does like all the work for you. It's just kind of hard to hold on to. But it felt amazing. Most annoying feature, I guess the bullet vibrator. Now here's something you could take. So I've seen toys which have a bullet vibrator built into the insert. And it's like sealed away. And it's charged through something like this. So make this conductive. And then have this power the bullet vibrator and run the electricity through this. Because this is already going to be connected via a magnet. You could just have this be the charge. The charge can go through the toy, through this, into the wire, into the bullet vibrator. And then you don't have to worry about taking it in and out. You can just take the whole insert out, clean it, wash it, put it back in, and this will power the bullet vibrator. So I've seen other toys do this, so I know this can be done. The bullet vibrator is the only kind of... I wouldn't even say it's a negative. It's just slightly disappointing due to how high quality the rest of the toy is. But if you can integrate the bolt vibrator permanently into the insert and then have it charge via this kind of connector, then there you go. There you go. That's all you got to do. And then we got a perfect 11 out of 10 toy. Charging and satisfaction. Yeah, it uses a USB-C, which, you know, thumbs up. I love more free USB-Cs are always appreciated. Whether it will be used repeatedly. Yes, I've used it several times. I'm a big fan. So, yeah, you're going in the rotation. Welcome to the club. There we go. Frequency of daily use. So I haven't used it daily. I mean, like, I'm a little... Here's the thing. You know, as much as I do review sex toys, I'm getting a little older, and my sex drive isn't what it used to be. I don't need to come every day. You know, I review one or two toys a week. That's my tempo. So, but, you know, it's satisfying. What can I say? The environment of usage and your taboos. I just use it in my house. I don't have any special ritual that I do when I masturbate. I don't really have taboos. I mean, I don't, if you notice, I don't review penis-shaped toys. I'm not into things that go in my butt and things that are shaped like dicks. So I guess that's my taboo. But obviously this doesn't apply. This is just a hole. It can be a mouth, it can be a butt, it can be a vagina, whatever hole you're into. And there you go. All right, so there you go. That was Tracy's Dog questionnaire. They wanted my opinion about these sorts of things, and I just wanted to make sure I was thorough. You know, as a product tester, as a, you know, kind of the beta tester, I just wanted to make sure that I was thorough. I give the sponsors their money's worth to make sure that these toys continue to be improved. And I'm really proud of Tracy's Dog, because again, I did review a prototype. I didn't hang on to it. I'd actually like to show you the prototype, but I didn't hang on to it. But to show you how much they've improved. So huge improvements, very proud. And I'm glad that Tracy's Dog is developing toys that are like unique. You know, because a lot of these sex toy companies, they just kind of copy each other, or they all sell the same products, or they sell kind of rebranded versions of the same products. Tracy's Dog is actually going out there, you know, outside the comfort zone, thinking outside the box, coming up with a unique toy with a unique mechanism, and they really knocked it out of the park. So again, just to kind of wrap it all up, this is a really great toy, amazing, powerful. It has a warmer, which I've only seen a couple toys have. Like the Leighton Future has a warmer, and this toy has a warmer. I haven't seen any other toys with a warmer. It's $130, but I do have a 15% off coupon code. So this is worth it. The other toys that I would put up against this are all over $200. So this is as powerful and as good as a $200-plus toy, and it's only $130, and I have a 15% off coupon code. So what are you waiting for? I think the coupon code is good for the whole site, too. So if for some reason you don't want to get this, but maybe they have something else, check out the website. I'm not 100%. Don't quote me on that, but I'm 99.9% sure it's good for the whole site. But if it's not, I apologize. But it's good for this, and that's what we're here to talk about. So use the coupon code, save 15%. Honestly, thank you very much, Tracy's Dog. I really love this toy. Really proud of you for, you know, working out the bugs and improving the product. Very impressed. Can't wait to see what else you come up with. So this is Turtfling the Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.